So every once in a while here at the show, we talk about the importance of heritage, knowing where you came from. We obviously spend quite a bit of time talking about history, but we haven't really launched into what it would look like to find your own personal history, your ancestry. What is the lineage and some things that have been lost in our modern culture? And that certainly is one of them. Well, my guest today is Aaron Godfrey. He is the Vice President of Marketing at MyHeritage, and we're going to be talking today about why it's important to know where you came from and the best places and ways to find that out. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this is an interesting conversation for me because, as I was telling you before the show started, I have really been avoiding, you know, Ancestry.com and places like that because I'm pretty sure they're selling my information, and you got to kind of wonder where that information goes, which is something we can get to in a moment. But I'm curious to hear your apologetic, if you will, for why it's so important and so foundational that we kind of know where we came from.
So I think it all boils down to truth. Everybody wants to know their truth. They want to know what's made them who they are. And one of the ways people can explore that is by understanding where they come from, looking into their past, looking into their family story.
So if you want to know, maybe you're a Viking.
Exactly. And now, this is something that used to be very, very difficult to do. You would have to travel the world, interview relatives, knock on the door of an old archive and see if they had records for you. And what MyHeritage has done is make it easy for anybody to do this from the comfort of their own home. Just a few taps away, you'd be able to discover your roots and more.
Wow. And have you done this for yourself? I'm assuming you have. So let me hear it.
Of course. Well,
what's the scoop on you, Aaron Godfrey? You're not Spanish.
I'm not Spanish. And it's a big shock. 98% Ashkenazi Jewish.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Not the biggest variety in my mix, but I found, you know, fascinating things in the family tree. You see, the DNA test is a way of discovering your ethnic origins, finds your relatives, found some really interesting cousins who I've connected with over the years, including people who were adoptees, and
really?
They never knew their roots. And I'm suddenly a biological family member of theirs, and you connect with them and you explain where you're from and your story, and it's very special. But we also obviously have the family trees and historical documents that go with this, and exploring that, I've got some amazing things. For example, we have over 19 billion historical records. That's censuses, newspapers,
wow.
So much more. And I got a match to a newspaper article, which I vaguely remember happening, but it was a photo of me with my great-grandmother on her 100th birthday. The local newspaper did an article about it, and there's me and one of her other great-grandchildren standing either side of her. So it's these kinds of, that's obviously my own story from my own memory, but you can go back generations, you can find out all sorts of information about your ancestors, their lives, your relatives, what they did, how they lived, and it's just there available without needing to do the legwork of running around the world.
Yeah, I love that. Obviously, and I mentioned this before we started recording, you're not from Israel.
That's
You didn't grow up in Israel. Your accent gives you away.
Slightly, yeah.
You grew up in the UK, yeah?
That's right. So MyHeritage is an Israeli company, and I've been working there for almost 12 years.
Okay. So you moved to...
I moved to Israel.
Where in Israel?
I lived in between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv.
Okay.
Along the way there.
Amazing.
And MyHeritage is an Israeli company, but it's an international company. People all over the world, tens of millions of people are using MyHeritage to discover their roots from the U.S. Our largest audience is obviously in the U.S., but Scandinavia and many other countries too.
So you moved from the U.K. How was that? Was it just a little bit of culture shock for you, or what was that like?
I personally had always wanted to live in Israel. I remember being...
Like a longing.
Yeah, I had this yearning from the age of about 8 to move there and to establish myself there. And thank God it's been a fantastic experience. Me, my 4 boys, and my wife, who are just, you know, thank God everybody's thriving and it's great.
That's amazing. The United States has a very unique and beautiful connection to Israel. And I'm imagining that there are people here who are curious to know, do I have an actual physical connection through my lineage to the land of Israel? How often does that happen?
So that's a really beautiful thing. You know, for generations, a lot of people have been, I guess, had an emotional connection to Israel. But today, you can actually find if there's perhaps more. You can find if you have a genetic link to Israel. You can find out whether you have Jewish DNA. MyHeritage offers, among the many different ethnicities you can find on MyHeritage, you can actually see 5 different Jewish ethnicities and see whether you have any of those within your DNA. You'll obviously, as you explore your family history further, you'll get matches to other people who you share DNA with or who you find through family tree connections. Many of those maybe live in Israel. So people today can just, again, as I said, from the comfort of their own home, just tap into this network and see, actually, there's more to it than just a feeling. They actually have that connection. There's a basis for it in science almost with through the DNA and through the family tree.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
By now, you guys know my grave concern for the future of our country that is basically at risk because our public high schools and our universities are pushing communism and socialism as if they were beneficial to the nation. If you want to teach your students how to defend the history of this country, we've got a great opportunity for you. You can learn from a teacher who has founded a college that rivals the Ivy Leagues, an activist who has fought to protect religious freedom, and a lawyer who's argued before the Supreme Court and won. Michael Ferris brings his knowledge and expertise working within the American political and legal systems right into your home in a brand new 30-week course designed for high school students. The lectures are packed with personal stories and thoughtful questions from this seasoned expert, and your students will form a thoughtful stance on the American ideals this country was founded upon and leave with the tools to defend that stance. Pre-enroll by August 15th with the promo code Heidi to participate in live Q&As with Mike Ferris. Remember, there are co-op and single household options available. This is fully online and it's self-paced. Content for the fall semester releases August 3rd, and Unit 1 is available for free when you create an account at lumen.com. That's LUMINN.com. And don't forget, use the coupon code Heidi15, that's HEIDI15, by August 15th to save 15%. I hope you guys are enjoying this interview. If you are interested in finding about your own ancestry, and I will be letting you know as soon as my test results come in, you can go to MyHeritage.com and use the coupon code Heidi to get free shipping from now through September 1st. Yeah, it's a pretty remarkable opportunity that people have now that we didn't have. When I was in high school, I mean, this is dating myself just a little bit, but when I was in high school, I did a family tree, and my great-grandmother, I kind of researched it back to the great-great-great-grandmothers, and I got pictures of tombstones, and I found out sort of where my ancestors had lived in the United States. But it really was practically impossible to go much deeper than that because you just ran out of people who were alive to Absolutely. Tell you. And we would get scrapbooks that were not totally finished and pictures that we didn't really understand. And it really is kind of a fascinating thing to look past your own present into
Absolutely.
The past of your family. If someone decided, you know, this is interesting, and they contacted MyHeritage, how does the process start? How does it work?
For sure. So I think you touched on a super interesting point. And one of the things that makes MyHeritage unique in some ways is our global reach. We have users all over the world. Our website, our platform, our app, our services, everything is available in dozens of languages because we know that families were spread all over the world. So if you're doing your family history and you're kind of confined to the borders of the US, with MyHeritage, you should be able to find your matches in Europe and other countries. And I think that having such a global audience has, or having an understanding that families are just split all over the globe and we need to have the ability to operate in all of those countries for people to have the best chance of finding themselves. Now, how do they find themselves, to answer your question? Simply, if you go to MyHeritage.com and you start the family tree, or you buy the DNA test, both options, or do both, even better. But you start the family tree, you just put in a few details, your parents' names, your grandparents' names. That's it. The system will start finding historical documents that match the people that you've entered, new relatives from other family trees. There's tens of millions of family trees on MyHeritage. And every time you put in somebody, perhaps you're creating a discovery from someone else.
I was going to say, I would imagine that it's building. It's taking, you're taking that information that you're giving and building on it, correct?
For sure. For yeah. sure. And the same with the DNA test as well. It's a simple cheek swab at home. And within a few weeks of our labs here in Houston, within a few weeks, you'll get a report on your DNA, your ethnic origins from 2,000, over 2,000 genetic groups that we can break it down to. And the people who you share DNA with, your DNA matches, you'll also get a report of that. But it's important to touch on privacy, which you mentioned before.
Yes.
You know, it's huge and something that we take incredibly seriously. For example, the DNA, we do not sell your DNA. We actually don't own your DNA. We put it all over our terms and conditions that we don't own it. You want to do the DNA analysis, and then you just want your DNA deleted off the system, that's absolutely fine. That's what we do. We're only using it as a service for you. We're just right. running the report for you, but you can remove it at any time.
And the truth is, some of these other companies that are doing this similar thing, they're selling your information, right? It's possible that your information could end up even in a foreign country like China, correct?
Yeah, I mean, and without going into the details, for us, we see it as a way to, you know, our vision is just to make it easy for anyone to make discoveries about their family history. That's all we're interested in. So that's why we give you the service, because it's another way that you can make those quick discoveries. But ultimately, once you've made those discoveries, if you wish, you can have it removed. Many people choose to keep it on the site because more and more people are doing DNA tests every day, and therefore the chances of getting new matches and so on. We had a beautiful story recently. It was actually in Denmark, of somebody who did a DNA test a couple of years ago, and they got some interesting matches. But then just recently, someone else had done it who turned out to be her brother. She had a long-lost brother. For various reasons, she didn't know about him. And by having the DNA there, she was able to connect with him after all these years. We have beautiful stories like this happening the whole time. Again, going back to privacy, even with the family tree, you can control the settings. You control how much information you want to be out there, how much you want just to share among the family, even among the family, what information you'd like there to be kept just for you and so on. And that's something we believe that every user should have the right to be able to do, because it's your story and you need to decide how much of that you want to share.
How much do you think people are taking away from right now, just their family history? It seems like the family has become very disjointed, right? In the last, and I've been talking about this, you know, all day with various guests on the show, that the United States in particular is moving farther and farther away from the importance of family. We don't talk about it in very positive terms anymore, less and less people getting married, less and less people having children. But I know in Israel, and I was talking to David Rubin about this a little while ago, I know that in Israel, the opposite is happening, that you're seeing more families born and more marriages and more children kind of return to that Judeo-Christian foundation, which is being, you know, at least the left is making a taking a pretty good swipe at trying to eradicate it. Does this kind of service play a part in sort of, I think, restoring that idea of, hey, this is important. My family is important, right? We only get one family. And like my grandfather was adopted, and he right. always wondered, and he's sadly, he's passed away now, but he always wondered where he came from, never really understood what his roots were.
I think we're the best place to find information about your family. I think that's something that since the dawn of time, everybody has wanted to know. You know, we say with the Bible, there's not a single word that's wasted. Not even a single letter is wasted.
Yeah.
Yet so much of Genesis and other places talk about the genealogy of the families. They talk about the family histories.
Yeah, entire books dedicated to it.
Exactly. This one begat this one. I mean, no one uses the word begat anymore, right?
Right.
This one begat this one. Why is it important? It's just from the very beginning, family history and genealogy have been just instilled in something. And people who want to know where they're from, this is the way they can find out where they're from.
Yeah, I love it. It's beautiful. And I think it helps us sort of put that emphasis back on family and why it matters to sort of see a new generation take an interest again in saying, you know, this is important and we only get one shot at this thing. Let's figure it out. Where can people find you online and what's the best way to get started if they're interested?
Just head straight over to myheritage.com and enjoy.
Awesome. I love it. Aaron, thank you so much for coming
My
on the
pleasure.
Show.
Thank you for having
and,
me.
And keep me posted and let's talk about it again. I might actually take you up on it.
Listen, let's look into your family history and maybe we'll do another session where I'll reveal it to you.
All right. I may just take you up on it, Aaron. And I've never done it before, but I've been thinking about it for a long time. This is the first time I ever really thought, you know, I like the company. I like what you're doing. I love that you're keeping people's information private.
That's right.
It's really important. So yeah, I may just take you up on it. We'll come back and do a follow-up show.
Great. Thank you for having me, and it's great to meet you.
Thank you so much. If you guys want more information on today's guest, head over to HeidiSt.John.com/podcast. I'll link back to it in the show notes today. Don't forget, you can check out my speaking season and see where I'm going to be at HeidiSt.John.com. If you have a question for me, including one about our guest today, go to HeidiSt.John.com/mailbox Monday. I actually am pretty interested in this, this whole heritage business. So I may go ahead and get my DNA tested and we'll come back and do a follow-up show. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. And I'll see you right back here again at the intersection of faith